10. Alone in his room, Varga Bruegel drank and looked at himself in the mirror. He did not know who had assigned the various quarters for the company and assumed no cruel slight had been intended. But his was the only bedroom he had seen here equipped with a floor-to-ceiling mirror. This must have been where some harlot witch painted and primped. The great enchanter had had many mistresses down through the millennia, unlike Varga Bruegel in his meagre 47 years. Moonbeams filtered down through the windows and lit the room, casting a baleful light over everything. Bruegel sat in his chair, feet dangling a hand's span above the carpet, and looked himself in the eye. He remembered his parents and the air of disappointment that always hung about them. His sisters, born before him, were above average height. His younger brother had been as tall, straight, and handsome as anyone could wish, until he fell in battle in the service of the emperor, giving their parents another reason to be uncomfortable in his presence. His mother and father had blamed each other for his condition and had spent their lives searching each other for signs of the deformity that had been passed down through their mating to their son. Of course, it had been embarrassing for them to explain to all callers at their home that no, they didn't have a dwarf servant, they had a dwarf son, and he wasn't a true dwarf, he was a midget. He started his second bottle. He was drinking sloppily now. There were stains on his shirt, his skin itched under his clothes, and he wriggled. He had run away and joined a travelling circus, become a clown. Soon he was running his own circus, although he had full-sized men to deal with people, and branching out into the theatre. There had been true dwarf clowns working in his circus, but they had not accepted him as one of their own. Behind his back or to his face, they called him a freak and a warped monstrosity, which is what he was. He had no wife, no mistresses, and bathed in private. His body was a secret, and he kept it well. But he examined himself daily for new changes. Often there were two or three a month, and with the changes came new abilities, new senses. The tubers under his arms, held together by bat-like webbing, could tune into people's emotions. He always knew how others felt, to what degree they were disgusted by him. So far, his face had not been affected, but he had had to wear gloves for some years now to cover the eyes in the palms of his hands, the eyes that could see sounds. He was a midget. He was also an altered and a freak. There was a new word for what he was. He had heard scholars use it, first of plants cultivated unnaturally, then of two-headed calves, wall-eyed dogs and the like, and now of humans, affected by the warpstone progressing beyond their flesh, becoming creatures of chaos. Varga Bruegel was a mutant.